Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, for another episode of Blog Talk Radio, and this is the show. This is the show everybody's talking about. Now, I do want to welcome everybody to the Booker Douglas Family and Friends News and Information Line. I know that's a long name, but it's for a long purpose. We are a news and information line, which means y'all need to call in and let us know what's going on around the family. Now, I'm expecting folks to be late because that's just how everybody do, especially in this family. We have a tendency to run on BP time. Y'all know what that means. So I'm going to give everybody a few more minutes to come, to stop by, to call in. So, hopefully everybody is at least know the phone number, else you won't be hearing me right now. But if you have called the phone number and you do not want to use your phone, you want to listen over the Internet, what you need to do, if you're on the Internet, you should know my Facebook. address. Go to my Facebook, and on the front of my, on my wall is a link to this show. Just click on my wall, and you will get a link to this show. This is a private show. You can't get it no other way. You have got to go to my wall and click on the show. Now, you can also open up your Facebook. If you're on Facebook, most likely I sent you that big email with everybody in the family on it. So you can also click that way. Okay, so you have got to have an invitation to this particular link because it's a private link, okay? So this is a private show. You won't be able to go to my front page and find it, so don't try that. Don't go to that front page, the Five Smooth Stone thing. Just simply go with the link that I sent everybody when I sent all y'all messages at the same time, okay? That way you can just click on the link, and you'll be able to hear the show, and you'll be able to chat with everybody. So, again, I know everybody's not here. I just know everybody is not at the here at the show. So I'm going to go with one more song. This is Lecrae. He was actually one of the performers at the BET Awards. It really showed out, gospel rapper. So we'll just let him do a number, and then we'll be back to start the Booker Douglas Family and Friends News and Information Line, okay? So we're giving y'all a little bit of time. Again, just in case y'all want to know who this gentleman is named Lecrae. This is for all y'all young people out there.
Let's establish that he's Israel's king. So in Matthew 1 and 1 and on to 1:17, we see his lineage and trace way back in the time that legally he was fine in the Davidic line. And genealogically, he's still king of the Jews because the book of Luke exposes genetical clues. See, a true king, though he didn't do it in the physical, he brought a new covenant, the frigium and the spiritual. And after some time, wise men from the east came looking for the newborn king in the streets. I know some of you dudes may cruise a forerunner, but Christ had a dude to use as a forerunner. Oh, your promoter don't cut it like John the Baptist. You need publicity stunts, so you dating an actress. A real king got somebody bringing the news that his kingdom's at hand and they ain't fit to lace up his shoes. So tell me, who's anointing all these so-called kings? They all self-proclaimed, and man, that's a dangerous thing.
What?
Yo,
that's
right. Yeah. Okay. See, there's a lot of cats going around talking about they the king, you know what I'm saying? King of this, the king of that. Well, I think we need to get this straight. There's only one true king. Hey, Flame, come help your boy out, man. Let's get into this one, man. Yo, who the real king?
He was raised up in Nazareth and raised on a scissor. Never got drunk, got high. King Isaiah 9.
That's the wizard.
He's the real king, and it don't matter.
A king's a real shepherd, dog. Asking people's favor, y'all. Not a self-seeking player, all about the paper, dog. Call him the Messiah, anointed one to save you, bro. Call him on the humble, but you'll see him rain later. He's a proclaimed king, bragging because they don't chrome. But 26 inches is a pretty low throne. Like kids playing in their daddy's clothes, but he's gone.
Joking, you smoking, plus you buying that booger. Ooh. Why define him when you prove a lie?
jeweler cool.
Jewelry, cause it's true indeed. He's facing the through the fool.
Cross the plate, and that's true. Follow him, lose your life, and that's true. Can't lose life, you got to let lose it. Of your own throne, and follow, hey, Susan. Pull a big whip, so let you know pain. Out of those splits, so let you know king. Put it in screen, so let you know pain. Hey, them keys, so let you know king. See, you can run a trap. Own a house, it's more black and mild. You be a king where you can do things like roll back the clouds.
Who rules over the earth in this society will be back to reign. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. Jesus Christ is King of the King. Yeah, respect it.
Okay, that's Lecrae. For those of y'all that it's interested in knowing who he is. A lot of y'all young people, I'm sure y'all dig that. Yeah, I know y'all digging the rap. The world is digging the rap. I'm digging the rap, some of it. But anyway, that is the king right now in gospel music, of, if I can say that word. I hate saying that word, but that's what they call it. Anyway, that's Lecrae. Listen, family, I want to thank everybody again for stopping by. And I'm not just talking to those that are stopping by for the live show tonight. I'm also talking to those that are stopping by on the archive. That's where we're going to get most of the people in the future. Those listening a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, hopefully a year from now. This is where you get most people listening, and not on the live show. But we are definitely thankful for those that stopped by tonight. Those of you in the chat room, those of you on the phone lines, we thank you, thank you, thank you for your presence and your participation. Folks, this is not going to work unless we have family participation. We have to have the entire family calling in, understanding that it's not my thing or Irene Kidd's thing, but it's just a family thing. Family is too big to be calling everybody. It's just we all have lives. We just simply can't do that. Not that everybody wants that, but some people do, and they get offended when they don't get it, and they think the family ain't this and the family ain't that. Everybody got that going on in their family. But if you have a time once a week where you spotlight one of your elders and they tell a little bit about what's been going on with them, And then the elders won't be such a stranger to the rest of the family, because a lot of our elders, or y'all see that by the different people I'm going to be bringing on the show, because I want to try to bring people on the show from different parts of the family, not just people you know. And you will see that the more they talk, the more they tell about themselves, the more they become less strangers to us, okay? And so we are family. We should not be strangers to each other. And you know, with what's going on in our world today, we need to be close, for real. You need all of the help and support you can get in every way. All the networking you can with what's going on in our world today. So this show, this Booker Douglas, Friends and Family, News and Information Line, is to help us become a little closer by calling in different things you have to sell, or you want to buy something you need, or if we know where there's hirings or career opportunities, or even something as simple as a recipe you want to share with the family, even if something as odd as humor, if you want to call in, just got a quick joke for everybody, something to make us all a little lighter and laugh. This is the kind of things we're trying to do. Now, I'm going to be honest with your family. I'll be honest before we get into this show. If we don't get participation, none of us is obligated to just do this. It won't happen. meaning you will cancel. We will cancel the show. Not a big deal. Maybe we don't need it. But I think we do. I think we do. I think it's a great idea to have cousins and nephews, nieces, aunts, uncles calling and letting us know what's going on with them. They don't have to tell us all their business. And we're not really looking, this is not really a show to try to, let me tell you what it is versus what it ain't. This is just simply for those that need this. Some people do not need this, but there are those that need to know what's happening with your family. There are some people that are curious. They want to know who were their grandparents, how were they, what were they like, what were they like, how was their friends like, what kind of life did they live, how was my great aunt. Some people are like that, and every one of us is like that sooner or later. It's just we don't stay in that mode. You know, we don't live in that mode, but every once in a while, you're going to find yourself wanting to know more about your people. And what better way? Turn on your computer, click on the archives, and just look at the different shows and just pick which aunt it was that you want to know about. Go into the archive, by a few clicks, listen out of their own mouth about what they like, what they dislike, what they aspire to do, what they did, they hated, what they loved. I mean, that's what we're trying to have here. Not to mention there is so much going on in the family, so many people trying to hook up and get together, do this, that, and the other, and they're trying to buy cars, people trying to sell cars, people trying to buy this, trying to sell that. And then there's meetings every once in a while. We have these meetings that we need to have. And then there's things like the Booker family banquet. Speaking of the Booker banquet, we have one coming up. We'll talk about that a little later on. So there's a lot going on around this big family, and this show is just trying to bring a voice to that. Okay, well, family, I'm calling on y'all. If you don't understand the importance of the show, it won't be around much longer, okay? I don't want to be one of those persons that antagonizes. If you don't see the need, I'm not going to keep sending text messages and different things. That's not a negative. That just means that obviously you are happy with the way things are. And if you are happy, and maybe I gauged everything wrong, and maybe we don't need it as bad as I thought we did. Maybe people do know each other in the family. I'm the one that don't know each other, maybe. But if I've heard a few family members say that this is a great idea, and they want to see it go on and on and on, my goal is to interview every single person in this family over 60. Give them an hour to just share whatever they want. Or they don't have to take the whole hour, but just share whatever they want, whatever's on their heart, whatever they want to tell the family. You know, tell them about themselves and what they have accomplished or wish to accomplish, or, you know, some of the things, just anything that they could share with us. And y'all know so badly we need wisdom from the elders. That is something lacking in our society, you know. And I'm not saying these people about to die or something like that, but I'm saying they are elders, which means they went have been around the bush a few times. And sometimes, as the scriptures say, there is some wisdom that comes with just old age, you know, after just being around, you know, seeing these patterns in life happen over and over and over again. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. So you can learn a whole lot by watching the cycles, because everything repeats itself. So anyway, I'm Seth. For those of y'all wondering who in the world is this voice, somebody told me to call this number and listen. I don't know who you are. I'm Seth. I'm Irene's son, one of her sons. And I came up with this idea, this And I'm hoping that other people will add to it. Before it's over, it may look completely different after everybody gives their input. It may not look nothing similar to what it looks right now. But we got to start somewhere. We got to start somewhere. Tonight, we are going to spotlight Gula Jones. And I know some of y'all going, who? Gula Jones. And Gula is as much a part of his family as I am, as you are. It's just some of y'all just don't know who he is. He is Dorothy Jean's brother. This is Grandpa Caleb Booker's sister's son. How about that? That's pretty close. I only said two names. I mean, Grandpa Caleb Booker, daughter's son. That's real close, folks. And you don't know who he is? Yeah, that's Dorothy Jean's brother. Caleb Booker had a sister named Leola, and she had some children, and one of them was Dorothy Jean, the other one was Gula, and he had some brothers and sisters. I'm sure he'll tell you more about that when he comes on the line. But he knows of Caleb Booker. He knows of Azalee. He was back in all of that history that was being made by Aunt Robbie, my mother Irene, and all our other aunts and uncles. He was around in the middle of everything, so we did spend some time with them, so I'll let him share how much, when, and so forth. But he is going to be featured. And like I say, eventually we are going to feature every single person. That's my hope, I should say. That's my hope, to feature everyone in this family over 60. And wouldn't it be nice to look at an archive? There's 52 weeks in a year, right? I don't know exactly how many elders we have, but I know one thing. You can look over the span of a year, and everybody in your family is recorded. I mean, I know some of y'all may not value that at all. And unfortunately, some of y'all don't value it until people are gone or they're dead. Not that anybody is going to die. I'm not going there. But I'm saying when people are elders, the reality of it is they're more closer probably seeing their maker than somebody 18 years old. That's not always the case, though. But I just think it's wise to hear the wisdom that the Most High have placed in these servants of his, and I like to think they're servants. I know that it's a blanket statement, but I'm just saying we need to know history. And I know we've had on the first show we had on was Caleb Booker, Uncle Bud. I call him Uncle Bud, but Caleb Booker was on. And I learned so much about Uncle Bud. It was crazy. I just learned so much about him, you know. And I'll still be probably playing that back whenever I get the time and if I want to. I mean, I don't always want to hear about family lineage, just like you don't. But sometimes I get in those moods where I want to hear, you know, a little bit of history more. So Uncle Bud is only in archives. You can always click and listen. But also there is Bobby Baylor, the one and only Dr. Bobby Baylor. And he's talking about the different things, how he's related to the family. Some of y'all don't know how he is, but he made it very plain to him, talking about his father ideal. And now we know who Bobby Bailey is, how he's related. And if we can just do this with every single elder, we will at least be clear on that. Now, some of you, again, y'all don't have a value on this. You could care less. You much rather with this show we do something else, like talk about something political or whatever. And we might do that in the future. Y'all got to let me know that. Y'all got to talk to me. You got to talk back. This ain't no Seth show. You got to talk back and say, hey, let's do this, let's do that up there. I think you're doing a good job, Seth, but I would like to see more of this, more of that. I need y'all to talk to me. Otherwise, I'll just assume. And you know what they say about when you assume, okay? So, let me do this because I still see we got a few families kind of dragging their feet. I know a lot of them have been reminded that the show is on, so I'm going to give them a little bit more time, and then we're going to get into announcements and different things going on, and then later on bring on the one and only Gula Jones. Again, our grandpa, Caleb Booker's sister, son. All right, so check this out. This is a song that, that registers deep inside of me. I'm just so, I just like this song. It does something to me. I want y'all to check this out, okay? Let me know what you think.
Something inside so strong. Oh, something inside so strong.
And that is the truth. Something inside feels strong. That song just resonated. And I hope it blesses you as much as it blessed me just hearing it again. I hadn't heard it in a while. But anyway, I got a whole slew of songs here to just play it just at will. And just have to think of that one. But anyway, folks, I'm still waiting on some family members to show up that I know is coming. And I think a lot of people work or whatever. But anyway, I'm just going to move on with the show. Again, folks, this show, just in case some of y'all hadn't heard, you hadn't clicked in before, it's your first time listening in. The show is designed, it's not Seth's thing, it ain't Seth's show. You know, you want to offend me, just call it my show. It is so much not my show, but somebody got to start something. I mean, not that we haven't started other things before, but I'm talking about as far as, you know, us being able to communicate a little better. With modern technology the way it is today, we're not the only family that thought of this. There's other families that do this. Now, there's not many, but there are some that do have blogs. And so this is one of those ideas where you're using modern technology, going with the whole internet thing, to connect with your family. And like I was saying last week, and Chris demonstrated it, you don't have to be in the United States to be a part of this. You can be anywhere on the planet, anywhere on the planet with the computer, and you can listen to the Booker Douglas Friends and Family Losing Information Line. And that's what we want. We want our friends and our family to be able to know what's going on, and this way, and I think personally, when folks see something like this, it motivates them to want to do something. It motivates them to want to, you know, if you feel like ain't nothing going on, nobody cares, nobody think about you, it kind of just drains you. You lose inspiration to do a whole lot of things. It just kind of pulls on your spirit. Simple and plain. But when you have family and trying to do some things, and you see somebody over here trying to do something, it encourages you to do something in your own way. So just want to let everybody know that's what it's about. It is nothing else but a news and information line. Now, in the future, after we did spotlight all the elders, and I do mean all, it probably should take about 3 or 4 months, you know, then we will talk about different things on the show. Again, we got one rule, and that's to keep it upbeat and positive. Keep it upbeat and positive. We are tired of, we don't hear nothing negative about this family or any, I mean, in no other family, I'm sure, want to hear nothing. Another word that's what families thrive on, you know, what they ain't, what they don't have. And so we want to talk about what is good, uplifting, positive things we never knew about our elders, because I'm sure there's a whole lot that they could tell you that you never heard, and that's what I'm interested in. Simple and plain, simple and plain. And then I don't want to downplay the whole, the other half, the first half of the show, because we really want to know what's going on, what y'all are doing in your personal lives. Are you doing stuff for what you were? You inviting the family? Do you know of, like, when it's time for graduation? Or even hopefully before it's time for graduation, you know, do y'all know of scholarships? A lot of our young people in the family is looking for ways to pay for college. And some of y'all sitting on all that knowledge, you know all kind of stuff. I know you do, because I hear some of y'all talking. And you know all kind of ways to help out young people in the family, and we just, you don't mean no harm. A lot of y'all don't mean no harm. You just don't have a network. You don't have a way to talk to them. And so that's why your brother, your cousin, your uncle, whoever I am to you, that's why we come up with this idea. Okay? Let's say somebody called in tonight and was talking a lot about scholarships. In the future, that's going to happen. Well, if somebody really want to know about scholarships, we can say, hey, go listen to program number 4 because such and such called, and they went into all types of details, and they gave our websites, and they gave our names and phone numbers of people you can contact. This is what it's all about, being able to reference these archives and listen to certain people that you want to know about, or if there were certain things, topics that was talked about. I mean, because I really don't want, I really hope that if this continues, that's a big if, because we've got to get more participation. But if this continues, I really don't want it to go into, hopefully it won't go into something like a soap opera where we're sitting around and just, you know, getting into arguments and stuff like that. I hope that it will always be a place where people can listen and get vital information, especially that first hour. And then the second hour, they get knowledge about our lineage. First hour devoted to what's going on right now, what's happening right now, how to strengthen what's going on right now, how to encourage more activities right now. And then the second hour is looking into the past, trying to get an understanding on what the Most High may be trying to do with this family, or just what people are, you know, aspiring to do and be, okay? I want to do a check here real quick, because I see someone has a hand up on the phone, and I want to make sure this is who I think it is. Just 1 second. Area code 707-799. Area code 707-799. Go ahead, you're on the air. I just want to know who this is. Who is this?
Hi. Jeff, this is Gilar.
Okay, Mr. Gilar.
I was waiting for my turn,
all right.
And I guess it's my turn.
I saw your hand up. I mean, I saw you on the line and everything. I'm just finishing up here, and then we'll get started. Just give me a few more minutes, and we'll bring you back into the conversation. You kind of threw me off with that 707 area code. I'm looking for a 972 or a 214. So just give me a minute, and we'll get you on here.
Okay.
And I'll be here. Yeah, and I appreciate it. Okay. So anyway, that's Mr. Gilar Jones on the line, ready to go. So before I bring him on, just a few more things I want to say. Folks, please, those of y'all listening on the archives right now, maybe it's your first time, because we've got a lot of first-time listeners. Still, people hadn't heard about this show yet. And I don't want to jump too much into what we're doing tonight and forget to tell y'all the basics of what we're doing, because some of y'all simply didn't listen to show one and show two. But the way this thing works is the first part of the show, we welcome anybody to call and interrupt my conversation. The first hour, you can call and interrupt me with birthdays, anniversaries, okay, meetings, important meetings that's going on around the family. Many of y'all don't know this, but while I'm at it, on the 17th of December, there is going to be we are going to have our family banquet. It is going down. It is going to happen. The way it is, it's not going to be at the place we had it before. It's going to be on the north side at a very nice community center. And there's ample parking. I've already seen the place. It's ample parking. And it only costs you, I think it's $5 or $10 or something like that. So Donna did call and give us information, but I can't play her announcement because it's just too much bass in it. So there's no way I could clear it up. So I'm having to just tell you it verbally. But there is going to be a 2011 Booker Family and Friends Christmas Banquet on December the 17th at a community center on the north side. And all of our friends and family are invited, okay? That is what's happening. And then on December the 11th, I really hope Donna call in on this a little later on and give y'all the, because this is so important, I don't want to get it wrong, but on December the, actually I think it was this Thursday, the 8th, Breon is going to be competing in a cheerleading competition, very important cheerleading competition. And so she wanted as many feminists to come and support her. And, of course, we want to support her. Brianna is just really serious with this cheerleading thing, and we want to support her, okay? So Don, I'm sure, can call and give you more information on where that is and so forth. All right? But that's the way this thing's supposed to be. Y'all call in with all of these different announcements. Hey, I'm buying a car. Hey, I'm trying to sell a car. I'm trying to buy this. I'm trying to sell this. Yes, you can do that. And you call in and just whatever you want to show with the family. That's the first hour. And then, of course, the second hour, like I said so many times, we have the spotlight on the elder. Now, in the future, after we're done with the elders, we're going to move on to other things. We may start talking to some the people that are a little bit younger than the elders, you know, those just slightly younger, because they're still elders in their own way too. You know, they have some of them have children and grandchildren. So we just probably will keep interviewing people probably until we get down to maybe 49. We'll stop at 49. Not that they don't know what's going on, nothing like that. But just we just want to get older people, okay? Maybe stop around 49. The Lord said the same, the Most High said the same, if this show continues also. And then it will get going to a completely different type of show, I'm hoping at least, and that is talking about some of the things that are affecting families. You know, not that we can't talk about it now, but we really will start talking about it then. You know, the different things that's going on, probably a more exciting show anyway. We're talking about things more relevant like that, so I shouldn't say it because all of it's relevant. But anyway, I'm just looking over some notes here, making sure I haven't forgotten anything. So please, family, y'all don't be shy. I mean, some of y'all talk more than I do. Some of y'all have a gift. You can do this thing better than I can. That's another thing. And I don't want to rush because I almost forgot that. But I do want to say to everybody listening, those of you in the chat room, those of you on the phone line, that we are looking for somebody else to do exactly what I'm doing, that is host the show, okay? We definitely want to get different people from different parts of the family to host the show where you don't have to listen to my voice all the time, okay? And so please, please, family, let's not let this idea die, okay? Let's not let it die. And I'm looking over my notes here. I think I've covered pretty much everything. So let's go ahead and get Mr. Gular Jones on the line. This is Blood Folks. This is Ken Folks. I'll let him reintroduce himself. I told you already who he is, but I'm going to let him tell you. Okay? But anyway, Mr. Gular Jones, cousin Gular Jones, are you there?
Yes, I'm from here. And
okay.
You're going to do me very well. And the show, I like the idea of the show.
And yeah, man.
I give you a short rundown on me.
Yeah, I'm just the show just real quick, but it's something that some families are doing. I don't know if you had the opportunity to listen to the last show, but it went really well. Now, tonight, I spare people from, I shouldn't say spare them, but tonight I really wanted them to hear again Dorothy Jean, who I thought did a wonderful job with her 23-minute presentation of the family. But it's so many people telling me before we began, they say, Seth, don't stop. We need that bad. Don't stop. Chris was one of them last week. He called, like I said, from Belgium, and he was saying, don't stop. Lots of people saying, Donald Jr. mentioned that he liked the idea. Lots of people liked the idea. And I just don't know what it is. I guess people, I don't know if it's the time, you know, but on the show, we got 20 people last week, which I thought was good for a second show. I don't know how many we'll get this week. And then in the archives, Gular, we have 40 people have listened. I think it's, I mean, I want to say 35 to 40 people listen to the show in the archives. Now, for us to be around just 2 weeks, that is good. So it might be one of those shows where you might not get but 20 people listening. When it's live and then wants to go to the archives, more family members can listen because they got something going on Sunday night. Maybe they're at church. I don't know. But let's talk like there's a house full of folks, which there are some people. But let's talk for those that's going to listen in the future and so forth, okay? So anyway, go ahead and introduce who you are again to the family. Again, you're listening to, you'll be talking to a lot of Azalee and Caleb Booker's grandkids and great-grandkids and great-great-grandkids. Okay, so go right ahead.
Okay, let me start by saying hi, actually, in the Booker family. My mother was Viola Booker, and my father was Artie Jones, and they met through Uncle Caleb. Eli Booker and Uncle Caleb, Joshua and Bill was working for my grandparents, and my father gave Uncle Caleb a ride home one evening, and my mother was standing there. She was just out of school, and she went to school in Waco, Texas, and that's how they met. And they were married and had, five kids. And they had she had one child and he had one daughter. And they ended up living in Oklahoma for a number of years. And then they moved to Texas. And I was born in Oklahoma, Boley, Oklahoma. A small black town no one's ever heard of course, right outside Oklahoma City. And we actually lived in Oklahoma City for years.
So you say that Grandpa Caleb Booker is the one that introduced your dad, Mr. Jones, to your mother, Leola, which is Caleb's sister.
Right. And Caleb and my mother, they were always very close. Even as long as they were alive, they were close. And when we moved from Oklahoma to Texas, I graduated from school here in Texas at Dunbar High School, the Wildcats. After graduation, I went into the Navy. And did my 3 years, 11 months and 6 days. Now, only military people would understand why I remember the exact time I spent in if they didn't enjoy it as much as I didn't enjoy it. But after the Navy was married and I had three kids from my first wife, and I ended up working for Muni, San Francisco Muni, working on the cable car, as a matter of fact. I was too young to drive a bus at that time. And then I went back to school and ended up driving the bus. And after school, went to work for TWA in the radio shop. Well, I went to school for electronics.
Which radio shop?
TWA Airline.
Oh, okay.
And after that, I ended up going to work for KGO, American Broadcasting. And my job title was broadcast engineering.
Let me ask you, what kind of phone you on?
Cell phone.
It's real, I'm trying to figure out what's the word I want to say. It's not bass, it sounds really,
I have a soft voice. Maybe I should speak up.
No, it's not your voice, it's just a mic thing.
Breaking up?
It's not breaking up. It just sounds like a lot of bass in it. It sounds like too much. The phone can't handle the bass that's in your voice or something. It's So well, let's go on. It probably will clear up as we go on.
Okay. From TWA went to ABC. In fact, I worked there for 20 years.
What did you do for them, Galar?
Broadcast engineering. I started out in TV. I ran camera, ran audio boards, video, and a number of things that are not really that that different.
That was for ABC, you said?
Right.
Yeah, my wife, she used to work for CBS in Cincinnati. Very interesting job, those news stations. Yeah, but she used to work in the accounting department at, I think it was CBS, I'm pretty sure. And you said you worked in ABC, and what department was that?
Was it TV, at the TV station, KGO-TV. Well, I started out there. And then I went to projects, which is basically maintenance, putting in studios and stuff like that. And I should say to the kids out there, you can't believe everything the management tell you. You really have to check them out, and I was naive, more or less. And they made me all kind of promises if I transferred from TV over to the radio department and in special projects. And, of course, half the stuff they promised me I never received.
Oh,
not
really?
Not right off, no. They talked me into coming over there, and then you can have this, anything you want, blah, 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 you know, that type of thing. And so
now,
I went for it.
What did you specifically? What did you do for them? I mean, what was your daily task?
Or TV or radio? My daily task was in when I transferred over the radio. It was still with ABC. They had an AM station and an FM station. They had TV, AM, and FM, and that's what. Broadcasting was allowed to have in the market at one time. But now it's changed. You can even on newspapers and other media networks because now they're on the cable.
Let me ask you something. For those of you just falling into the conversation all late, this is Caleb Booker. Sister's son, Caleb Booker, Grandpa Caleb Booker, sister's son, okay? I guess that would be Aunt Leola, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's who we're talking to. This is Dorothy Jean's brother also. So I know a lot of y'all know who Dorothy Jean is, and this is her brother. So anyway, we're just talking to Mr. Gular Jones, and I thought it would be a good idea to talk to him tonight. I know some of y'all wonder, why do you talk to people we don't know that well? Because some of y'all don't know Gular. Like, I didn't know him prior to last year's Christmas banquet. But the reason why is, folks, is because you need to know your people. Now, again, some people could care less. They could give a flip. They don't care. And that's good. You need people like that on the planet. But some of us, every once in a while, not every week are we interested. Not every month are we interested. But occasionally we want to know about our family, about who we're related to. Okay, and so these shows in the archives, because they all are recorded, pre-recorded, but this is a live show, of course, but I mean, once we're done, you can listen to Gular talk about all the things he's done, and so that's what this is, what's going on, just in case some of y'all just pop into the room. Anyway, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
You and I talked earlier, and you had mentioned that, of course, Caleb, Grandpa Caleb Booker, introduced your father to his sister,
Leola Jones,
He introduced this guy to his sister, Leola. Okay, Aunt Leola. All right, now, any other dealers do you remember? Do you remember personally dealing with Azalee or Caleb Booker? Anything you want to share? I mean, if anything.
Okay. All right. I hadn't got to that part, but okay. Uncle Caleb lived on Ross in North, almost at San Francisco, North Fort Worth, and him and Angelique lived there for years, and that's where I remember them from. Uncle Caleb, I guess I remember more because he used to come visit my mother all the time. But Angelique, I remember her being this tall woman. As a kid, you look up and you go, say, how can this woman be this tall? And she's a very attractive lady. And as a kid, you're going, she's tall as Uncle Caleb. But I thought that was weird at the time. But Uncle Caleb, he was always real friendly with the kids. And with me in particular, as I remember, he was always, after my father passed, he was always kind of like the other man in my life.
Okay. That's interesting.
He was there all the time. No, I shouldn't say all the time. He used to come visit my mother all the time. And so he said, how you doing in school? How you doing here? Well, ask you and encourage you to keep it up or whatever. And I remember Eli Booker also because he spent some time in Aberdeen. And
just so everybody follow me, Eli Booker is going to be Caleb Booker's father, right?
Right. And Aunt Everdeen was Eli Booker's daughter.
Do you remember him?
Yeah. He had me planting some watermelon seeds outside by the porch one time. He said, okay, boy, if you keep watching it, you're going to have some watermelon. I must have watched that every day. But he was standing in Angeles. I don't know how long, but for some time. And that's how I got to know him. And he was, I never met Fanny. It would be Eli's wife. Because all I remember is people saying that she was feeble and sick a lot, and that's why she was in Texas and she was in Oklahoma. And she wasn't with him at that time. But
okay.
I never met Bill or any of the other, my mother's other brothers. It was only after Caleb.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was it as far as I met.
Say that again?
I only met him and Aunt Everdeen. Those are only two brothers and sisters that I actually met.
Oh, okay. Aunt Everdeen, I got you. Grandpa Cale, I got you. Interesting.
I very seldom hear anyone speak of her, but I remember her as Uncle Caleb's sister. And they were fairly close, but she lived around the corner. from them. I'm sure Robbie and Naomi remember her.
You tell my name, Evody?
Evody, yeah. It seems like...
Mama Irene, my mother Irene, I've spoken of her several times to us. It's coming up. We've heard of her name several times, and certain people look like her. We've heard. Trust me, we've heard. I want to ask you a question. You went to the Christmas banquet, and by the way, folks, on the internet, on this show's page, is actually a picture of Gulah, so y'all know exactly who I'm talking to. So if you're on the internet listening to this show right now, just simply look at your screen, and that last picture that pop up is him. I actually loaded a picture of him. We will know your face, so when folks see you at the banquet, they will know. They'll put a picture to the voice. They'll put a picture to this in this interview, and they'll know who you are. So hopefully you didn't mind me using the picture. Well, actually, you. I'm sure you don't mind.
Oh, anyway. I didn't get to approve the picture after going there and see it myself. I haven't seen it myself.
Oh, it's nice. You have to be on right
now.
I'm not
that vain, but
oh,
I was just kidding.
I got it off your Facebook. I got the real nice one, and I started to. Time just got away, but I really was wanting to put Aunt Leola's picture on the right after you, like a picture of her and then a picture of you or vice versa. Well, people can see that because I don't think. I'm sure somebody got pictures, but I've never seen a picture of Uncle Caleb's sister before. There it is right there on Facebook. That is Aunt Leola, right?
Yeah. I have pictures of her from my Facebook also.
Yeah, I'm saying you got a picture. It says my mother.
I don't think I have a picture of your mother.
No. You got a picture. No. You have a picture, and up under the picture, it says mom or my mother.
Oh,
you say that.
That would be
Aunt Leola, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I've seen the picture. What got me is the picture is really nice. It's like, how did you keep a picture that, did you go and pay and get that done like that? It looks old.
I'm not sure which picture, but I took a lot of pictures of the family because I was interested in photography. I still am.
It's just become a hobby.
Yeah, actually, I went back to school for photography, matter of fact, and. Most of the pictures you see on Facebook are pictures that I had taken.
I'm looking at it again, but it's interesting that you have a picture that old. And now, who is the oldest, Grandpa Caleb or your mom?
Mom was the baby.
Okay. Okay. Now, how did Murphy, Texas come about? How did you wind up going to Murphy, Texas? Do we have people in Murphy, Texas?
I don't, but my wife does. Her uncle lives here in Murphy. He was the one that showed us around when we decided to move to Texas. And, of course, he showed us houses in his neighborhood. But that's how we ended up in Murphy rather than in Fort Worth or Dallas or anywhere else.
Oh, I see.
But,
yeah, I'm looking at this picture now.
It's a little town. Nobody knows where it is. You mentioned before that it's near Vernon, A, actually. It's only about 5 to 10 minutes. Even though we're that close, I don't get by to see her that often. But she's only 5 or 10 minutes from me.
Oh, so you're in Murphy right now?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know why I thought it was. Okay, makes sense. Well, anyway, like I said, this is a nice picture of your mom. and I just can't believe you've got to be in photography to have a picture this nice. Preserved pretty good.
You got a million pictures of her and all her great grandkids too. If somebody's interested in actually going on Facebook, and her name is Galara Jones on Facebook. That's how my daughter put me on there. But Eddie, you didn't know? No, it was on Facebook, but I'm not on Facebook. So she put me on Facebook. I wasn't interested in it. But all the kids are interested in all the technology that's going on today.
Yeah.
But my age group is, I shouldn't say computer illiterate, but it could be considered that. And they're just not that interested in it. Even though I was in electronics and dealing with computers and stuff, but.
Let me ask you a question. With regards to Azalee children, which is probably going to be the most of the people that's going to be listening to these archives, if they are interested. Everybody is not interested. But some people find this historical conversations like this interesting, so they probably will go and listen and hear just what you had to say about Caleb Booker, your mom, And also, I'm about to ask you about Aunt Robbie and my mother Irene and Aunt Naomi. What kind of memories do you have of them?
I remember being around them, but oldest one my age was Bugs. Oh, Caleb Junior. And me and Caleb used to go to the movies every weekend. And don't ask me how we got money to go to the movies every weekend. But
oh, really?
Hey,
so you and Uncle Caleb used to hook up and do some things.
Yeah. This new summer, and I used to go with him when he was. You know, he used to really paint. He was a painter. He was a really gifted. He used to get paid for doing murals for people, and then he was the one that had the money all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he used to do I was with him a couple of times. He did the Last Supper, and now you would say he was autistic for him to be that young, because he was only. When he was doing that, I think he was about 11 or 12. He could have been more than like 12.
Paying the Lord's Supper then?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
And right. I've been in Texas too long, and I'm saying, yeah.
They tease me about all the time at work, because I come across a whole lot of people that's from other countries and other parts of the United States, and they always tell me how we talk down here. But anyway, that is interesting. I know Uncle Bud was on, the other day. He did actually the first show, and he talked about his painting. But I never see him paint, you know.
I asked about him since he's been back, and I never got a definitive answer from him, really. And he said, I don't do that much. I don't do that anymore. He didn't want to talk about it, apparently. So I let it go. But I was wondering whether he was still doing anything. But that's what I remember about him a lot. And Amazine and Verna May, they were just little kids when I went into the service. And Irene and Naomi and Robbie, they were all a lot older than me. They
and Ronnell Page. And so they didn't hang around with us little kids. But I remember them, of course.
Oh, okay.
But, Neilman was saw me in high school when I was 10 years old. And that's what memory of it. Not that I don't remember him, it's that I don't know that much about him.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, like I say, if nobody else, like I say, it's not something that I want to know every day or every month or every 2 months, or every 3 months, but every once in a while, I do want to know a little bit about the family. And I just appreciate you coming on and the things you shared. I knew they would be interesting. Of course they're interesting. Again, we learned more about Uncle Bud tonight. We learned more about Azalee Booker tonight. Now, some people listen here, they might say, oh, I knew all of that. Okay, fine, you know, but I'm sure if you keep talking, Galar, if you keep talking, even some of these older people can learn from what you're saying because they done forgot some of this stuff. But I have learned a lot already, and you hadn't even been talking that long, but I've learned some things about Caleb Booker, you know, Grandpa Caleb Booker. I've learned some things about his mama that I didn't know about and things about mama. And I appreciate you sharing it. It may not have value to you. And later on, it may not have value to none of us. We may not care about it 10 years from now. But I do think it just is crazy people walk around related and not know about their family. You know, and I know that
I tell my kids about that all the time because and as blacks, we're separated from family from the 1800s. But I have family on my father's side in L.A. I just tell my daughters, I have four kids. I have two daughters and two sons. I just tell my daughters, don't talk to anybody in L.A. that has the last name Jones.
That's oh, really? That's a lot of people, though.
Yeah. But I didn't want to talk to anybody anyway because they're so young. But
yeah.
One of the things that happened, even after I used to stress the fact that you don't know all your relatives, was that my older sister's son was in San Francisco and he was aspiring to be an actor. And he's with the was ATC acting company that worked, that was out of a building, just a few buildings up from where I was working, when I was working in FM station right there on Polk Street in San Francisco. And we used to go to the same place for breakfast and dinner and pizza and everything else. And we didn't recognize each other. And I was saying, that was the same. I didn't really get to know him from the time he was like 12 until he was like 50 years old. And he just showed up at Wynell's door. But that was credit to Dorothy for continually trying to write to him, but his uncle never gave him a Christmas card or letter. And he didn't know where we were, and he wasn't able to keep in contact because he was just a little kid to start off with, and then when he got older, he just didn't figure it. We were in his life anymore. And then when he showed up, we got together, and he's been visiting a number of times here in Murphy.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. He lives in New York now, and he never made it as an actor. But he has all these great friends that are famous now, more or less.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying is that you can walk down the street and not even know your own family. And I worry about that even here, being here and trying to go to some of the family functions of not actually being able to recognize each other. And I think it's a shame that you can walk down the street and I know you're passing by your cousin. And I went to a relative's funeral here in Dallas last year. And there was a number of cousins and stuff there that I never even seen, only heard about them, vaguely heard about them.
Right. Let me ask you this, Gulal. Your mother, I'm looking at her right now. I just can't believe this picture. I just don't know. You have got to be a true photographer to have pulled this off. I have not seen a picture this old, this preserved, I don't think ever. It's like I'm looking at a picture of today. This is crazy. I don't know how you did this, man. It's pretty impressive. So obviously you are for sure, just like you said, a photographer. But among other things. Listen, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to put her picture alongside yours on this show. Maybe I should just do this after the show. And that way, anybody can listen tonight, they can see a picture of Aunt Leola.
Leola, yeah.
A nice picture. It's the picture of her in that living room with the white shirt. And it's almost a color picture. How did you do that, man? That is. They didn't have color back then.
They had color.
They didn't have color back then. Not
that's
color
not
camera.
I don't know which picture you're speaking of, but
it's the picture I'm gonna take.
Yeah, they had coloring paste and all that you could paint pictures with, and I did some of that when I was in high school, matter of fact. I guess I've been interested in photography forever, but
okay,
you could color in a picture if you took the time to do it.
I don't want to get off too much. Listen, you had mentioned that your mom and dad, Aunt Leola and your dad live with Caleb and Azalee, right?
Yeah. They live with them for a while when they first came to Fort Worth, and then they were living in the house right next door. And I guess that's where I saw, as a matter of fact, that's where me and Bud were hooking up because we were living right next door to them.
Well, if you're walking in the house, on the left or on the right?
Going to through the front door to the left.
Oh, I'm trying to think if I remember Mom ever talking about Aunt Leola living to the... my mind is... You're kind of messing with my memory here. I'm feeling.
I don't even know
like,
if that house is still there. I keep saying I'm going over there and chop somebody when I walk in the door.
But
I haven't even made it out there in the north side. I tried to get to the north side once and I couldn't find my way. And Fort Worth has changed. The freeway has changed. Like everything else has changed. It just keeps changing. Life keeps changing also.
Very interesting, young man. Very interesting, if I can say young man. I mean, you older than I am, and I definitely pay respect to you. Listen, everybody, just so everybody knows, those of y'all just pop into the chat room or pop in the phone line, got a few new phone numbers here. Let me just say this. This is the one and only Gular Jones. This is Grandpa Caleb Booker's sister, son, Aunt Leola's son. Dorothy Jean is another one of, it's his sister. So just those of y'all who don't know I didn't know, like I said, up until last year's Christmas banquet, I didn't know. So now we know. So I've been sitting here talking to him about just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. He knows everybody, obviously, in the family because he is family. And it's just very interesting to hear him talk about our aunts and uncles and Uncle Bud and his painting and just, you know, things that we just haven't heard. If we have heard, it's been a while. So, folks, I'm telling y'all have got to really get into this. This show is going to be a success only if the family get involved. And I know some of y'all have spoken that you really like the idea, and I just need y'all to just support it. Support it means just simply listen to the show, comment on the show, call the show. Let us know about birthdays that's going on. That's the first hour now, not the second hour. The second hour we are going to be spotlighting like we're doing Gular tonight, just like we're doing Gular tonight. We're going to be spotlighting an elder, somebody that's over, let's say, I don't know, 60 years old, and every single show will be talking to somebody that is older than most of us, and that means, of course, they'll probably have a lot more wisdom than most of us. Not that they're always right. Y'all know how that goes. Live long enough, seem like you just get wisdom. Okay, so anyway, this is what we're going to do every single show, second half. Spotlight an elder. Spotlight some elder in the family. Next week, it'll be another elder. First week, it was the one and only Caleb Booker. And Uncle Bud came on and talked about a lot of things I had no clue. Still, just didn't know. And I was telling Gular that I didn't know that Uncle Caleb used to actually not like the fact that Dorothy Jean was a cousin. He said, because he used to ask God, why did you make her my cousin? Because she was so beautiful. When they was coming, she was one of the finest women in Fort Worth. That's what his exact words. She was one of the most finest women in Fort Worth. So I didn't know that. Little things like that, it's very interesting. You know, innocent, interesting, and history. So we're talking to, like I said tonight, a cousin of mine. I guess that would make us cousins. And I do remember Mama talking a little bit about your side of the family. I remember I just didn't pay a whole lot of attention because when you're young, you just don't simply value that kind of stuff. It's all there is to it. But let's do this real quick because my throat and I know probably your throat too could use a nice little drink of coffee or something. So let me just take a little short break, and I'll be back here in a second, okay? Gular, is that okay with you?
Sure.
So we'll take a short little break, and we'll be right back, okay?
This is Charity speaking, just reminding y'all to tune into the show tonight. I'm going to tune in myself, or at least try.
Great. So, just
blow up and say something.
Oh, what's speaking with me? A step.
Check it out, y'all.
I've been dancing my life.
I'm tired and I want to give up.
I've been wondering why.
Why is the world getting so crazy?
Somehow I believe
come too far to die now.
Always survive.
If you're a survivor, get up.
Change. Folks, we're talking to Gular Jones, Gular Jones, family, bloodline, Booker. I mean, show enough Booker. And so just had to take a little break there and get a little something to drink. And we're back. So, Mr. Gular, are you there?
Yeah, still here. And you're saying Gular, and most of the family, they know me as Gula B. And when someone says Gula B, I know they're family.
Oh, and is that what everybody call you? Gula B? Gula B?
Yeah. Bugs would ask me when I call them if I don't say Gula B. Say who?
Oh, really? Well, let us know. Yeah, I want to be calling you where everybody else call you.
But I like that better, Gula B. But something you said earlier, I wanted you to kind of piggyback off of. You were saying that you had mentioned Uncle Bud, and you said y'all hung around a lot, right? Did you
right,
know about when he went?
Kid,
to,
yeah.
So, were you around when he went to Los Angeles?
No. I was in the
okay, third. Y'all got a little older then, because I think he said he was in his 20s or something. So you're talking about when y'all was kids, pretty much.
Yeah, we were like 10, 11, 12 years old.
Okay. Well, listen, let me ask you this, okay? Is there anything, I ask everybody to come on the show, is there anything you want to say or anything you just got to make known before I wrap this up, because what I want to do now is I want to kind of just start wrapping this up a little bit, and I want you to just share anything with me. I want to forget, so that's why I'm doing this now, anything that you actually thought before you came on the show. I definitely want to mention this. Any definite things you want to say before we wrap up?
Not particularly, but I was looking forward to seeing everybody at the family meeting, reunion. That's what it ends up being.
Yeah. You're talking about the bank? You're talking about not the bank, but the Christmas party?
The one on the 17th, the meeting on the 17th.
Yeah. Again, for those of y'all, thank you for bringing that up, because a lot of people, a few people that's listening now might, I always forget about those who are going to listen in the future, but just remember, folks, December the 17th, there will be a Christmas get-together. I guess you can call it a banquet. It's going to be at a community center. I forget the name, on the north side, really nice community center. We'll get all those details later, but just know, pass the word, around that there will be a Christmas banquet get together on the 17th, okay? And Aunt Naomi is the one that's kind of spearheading that, and it's good to see her doing that. Appreciate it, because for one while we weren't going to have anything, so it's good that she did that. So yeah, I hear you, Gulaby. We definitely will. Look forward to seeing you there if you can make it.
Yeah, and I'll look forward to seeing Naomi so she can tell more jokes. she's a funny person. And
yeah,
I guess I know her more since I've been here, after I moved back here. My wife's from California. And
yeah, man, what's your wife's name again?
Francis,
just so we know her. And folks, don't forget, on this very page where y'all are listening, if you just look at the computer, you should see a picture of Gula B, just so you know who he is. And so when you see him at the banquet, he won't be a stranger to you. I know he's not to me. We've had several conversations, long conversations, and definitely not a stranger. And you know, another thing I was going to say that I forgot to mention is another reason to know family is several reasons why we should really, really, if you don't push this particular project, this whole blog thing, we still need to know each other for other reasons. And again, if it's not with the blog, we still had better get together, because there's a lot going on right now in our world, a whole lot. And if you don't have a network, some kind of network, I mean some kind of network, with people, you can be in trouble. It can be a life or death situation. I'm very serious. There are some things. I actually do some other shows, and I said I wouldn't talk about them, and I'm not going to talk about them, but I do some other shows on this blog talk, and I come across a lot of people with a lot of knowledge about what's going on, and there is a lot happening, And I'm talking about to whites, blacks, to just Americans. And you better have a lot of people that's got your back. And what better people to have your back than your family? They know you. They know, you know, everything about you, or at least most stuff about you. So this is another reason I want to do this. We need to be setting up a network where we can find out and try to help each other. We don't have to see each other every day. I personally don't want my family over my house every day. It's just me. I just don't have time, and they don't have time either. I don't think we need to be that close, none of us. But I do think it's a good thing for us to know each other, know what each other have, what our gifts are, what we can offer, what talents we have. It's just good, plain old common sense just to know, you know Gula B. Who is he? And some things about him, because then we can help each other. Now, I know you don't, I'm not saying let's be a family so we can sit up and mooch off each other. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's just good. I don't even know. You follow me what I'm trying to say?
I was thinking about why you were saying that was that a lot of the younger generation, they're all on Facebook. Like I was said before, that my daughter actually put me on there. And if anyone goes on there to look me up or whatever, my kids, I don't even think who my kids are, Darren, Tracy, and Judy. Judy Jones, she still used the Jones in the middle of hers, and Tracy Robertson, and Darren Jones, and My youngest son, he won't go on Facebook. He goes on a different name, and he doesn't want me to know what he's doing. But a lot of the family, not just my kids, but a lot of the daughter's kids and a lot of kids, I suspect, are on there. And that's another way of communicating with each other. And some of the stuff they put on there, I'm not that happy about, but I don't cut too many people off.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, this is what I really hope. See, who am I, right? But I do matter. In the Most High's eye, I am somebody, and I have an opinion. I just think.
Yeah, we didn't get into politics, and I've really been into politics all my life, basically. So that wasn't something I came on to get into. But I hope everybody get out and vote.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll tell you one thing.
Okay, that's a whole new show. That's a whole different show.
It is a whole different.
I think the family needs to really be involved and be educated on what's going on. Not that everybody.
I really don't want to host. I really wish I host this once a week. I really wish that different people in the family would step up and ask for the mic. They'll see how easy I give it to them. And I want them to do something different. I mean, you know, as long as we keep it positive, I don't really care. I don't have all the answers. I just know from what I see, something better happen with this family and all the other families. We better get together, because I'm telling you, man, there's some stuff I can't get into because this show is not designed to get into it. But, boy, I could tell you some stuff, make your hair stand up on top of your head. I'm sure you could three times more than I can, as long as you've been around. But there is some things going on that is just, you wouldn't believe it unless you saw it with your own eyes. And I have had to, I think it's a blessing to be able to run across people in high places that didn't mind sharing it, and it just messed with my head. It's, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't been the same since. And I try to share. I'm talking about things going on in our government, things going on in our schools, things going on in our hospitals, things going on in Capitol Hill, things going on in secret societies, things going on. All around us, there is things going on. And it's wonderful, wonderful if you are part of a network where you can just say, hey, let's get together, and hundreds of you come together quickly. You know, if you're able to just, I mean, and the smart people understand what I'm saying, and they are coming together and saying, hey, you know, let's, something is about to happen economically with the United States. You know, they keep talking about this big bubble bursting, and they keep talking about something that's on the horizon economically that we're not going to be able to bounce back from, and how the United States will change. When you get the economists, when you get the prophets, the Christians, the prophets, the religious, the voice of the church, the voices in the churches, and the economists, and the scientists, all saying the same thing, that don't happen. It don't happen. Science is always fighting with the theologians. The theologians are always fighting with science, and neither one of them respect each other. And the economists, you know, but they're all saying the same thing, that something is about to change the way we know and live in America. What is wrong with having a family? Your family are already about 200 strong. What's wrong with knowing each other a little bit more? Well, we can, you know, learn from each other. We got all this talent, and I'm not just talking about singing or something. I'm talking about all types of talent. It's just we need each other, man. I just don't get it. I mean, you know, I'm sure other people feel the same way too. But that's why.
Well, if I can get anyone in the directions I've been, I'll gladly help them, counsel them or whatever. Because I say, if I can help anyone in direction of what I've been involved in, I would gladly give them my support and tell them what I think about the situation or whatever.
Yeah, and you got a wealth of knowledge. I'm sure you've learned working for all those television stations. You know, working, you know. As long as you did the years you did, and but it's not just you, man. It's everybody in this family and any other family. It ain't just this family. I'm not just talking about this family, for sure. I'm talking about all families. It is so much talent that different families have, and it's just ludicrous to me how, I guess the scripture is true when it says a prophet is not with honor in its hometown. It's like when you just not, I think this is more than just a prophet. I think family just don't trust family, and I'm going to keep this positive because this is just not, the number one rule we have with this show is keep it upbeat and positive. And I'm not necessarily beating up on this family. I'm talking about the universal family. Everybody I know family is going through. As a matter of fact, our family is doing a whole lot better than a lot of other families. At least we have a banquet, and at least we do come together. I know when we come together, we say, oh, I ain't singing since last year. But we got to understand that we're just too big to be calling. You know, if you call everybody in the family once a week, talk for 5 minutes. You have any idea how much time you're talking about? I counted at least, there's at least 100, well, no, there's like 89 members of this family. Just close, I'm just talking about Asley kids, grandkids and great-grandkids. Let's just say 100, right, 100. That's a lot of people. So you calculate.
I had a party at the pool house
and they said 51 was the 50 was the maximum that you could have there. And I had to start worrying about it because I had so many nieces and nephews coming in. And I was shocked at how many actually showed up too. Just about everyone showed up in the immediate family.
Right.
Like you say, oh, it's like 100 of them. And my mother, there's only 5 of us. And I have 4 kids. Duffy has 5, and Archie has 5, and 1L didn't have any. But we made up for her.
Really?
And all the grandkids. My grandmother had like 15 great grandkids.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this show is going to make those numbers smaller. I mean, the way I look at this is if you got people, okay, let's just say like you, if folks would just participate and listen to the show, they will have learned about I've learned about 19 things tonight about you and your relationship with Caleb Booker. I did not know that Caleb Booker's sister was your mom till today. I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
I take that back. I think I knew it. I learned it yesterday. But I didn't know that. I knew y'all was related, but I never knew that. I didn't know that Dr. Jean was your sister.
That line was, yeah.
I think I knew Dr. Jean was your sister last year, but I think I forgot about that. But I'm saying to look on Facebook and see Caleb Booker's sister on your Facebook, that was a that tripped me out. I did not know it was on. You had it on Facebook like that. I mean, because most people, they don't put their family's pictures on Facebook, not grandma's and not the way you did. I mean, and that's nice how you did it. And I know you're a photographer. You have that experience based on how that picture looked, because I still ain't never seen no picture in color that old. So that was very sharp. And maybe we'll post a link.
After I finished high school, it hasn't. Maybe it looks older than it really is. Then.
Yeah, I think I'm going to post a link. Maybe I'll post a link in the chat room for those. Everybody can look and see what I'm talking about. But
okay.
Anyway, everybody, again, this is one and only Gular, Gula B, as he likes to be called. Jones.
Well, it's not necessarily I like to be called. That's what everybody calls me, and the B is for Booker.
And you kind of just have to answer to it, right? It's one of them nicknames that you just learn to live with.
Yes. And I say, my mother was ahead of her time. She actually named me after her family.
Yeah.
And
so,
I was named after my grandfather.
And so you said, okay. You were saying that you and Caleb used to kick it together, right?
Yeah.
Caleb Booker, Uncle Bud. My Uncle Bud.
Yeah.
I guess he would be different to a different relationship with two different people.
I hadn't seen him for years until the family, that was a couple of years ago. Before he actually moved here. He was here for our family.
Yeah, you should have listened to the. You should have checked out. You should check out the first show then, because the first show he was the spotlighted elder on the first
I'll
show. He mentions Dorothy Jean. I don't remember if he mentioned you or not, but. He goes off into a lot of different things I never knew about Uncle Bud, and that's why we're doing this show, so folks can hear all kind of stuff, good, exciting, that we didn't know. You know, we always hear about the bad stuff, if we hear about anything. So it's just good to hear just some of the things he talked about. I didn't know Bud started, I think he was talking about how that he designed I want to make sure I get it right. I don't want to misquote him, but I think he said he designed Kirkpatrick's uniform.
think I got that right. And I had no clue of that. He was saying how they were taking suggestions or something like that, and he had suggested, and they ended up taking what he said and made uniforms, you know, with face talk. I mean, just some other, a lot of little things like that that was covered in the interview. And just like tonight, you've covered a lot of little things I just didn't know, and I appreciate it. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing. And I hope that the family will listen in the future, because the book aside, we don't know much about. At least I don't know much about. Let me speak for my own ignorance. I don't know much about. Yes, I got Dorothy Jean did this presentation, 20-minute presentation on the first show with Bud, same show with Uncle Bud that he was on. She did a 23 presentation of everybody from Gabriel and Hester Bookerside. And I mean, she went through everybody. She named everybody. I mean, all of seven children of Gabriel and Hester Booker. She talked about Julia Booker, Mary Jane Booker, Lynn Booker, Lucy Booker, Eli Booker, Virginia Booker, and Rosie Booker.
Yeah.
Now, she went into Eli, which is Caleb's, my grandfather, Caleb's dad. And your Eli also is that's how you,
my,
you come
my
in. Your
grandfather.
Branch, your branch, yes, from Leola's. Leola children. And so Dr. Jean really laid this out. She gave this presentation in written form, and then she did it in audio form on the show. It was a recording, and did a good job. Did a good job. I appreciate her doing that. And she would be on, she will be one of the featured elders to come. If not next week, maybe the week after. So we're going to try to get all the elders in the family, hopefully if they want to. And I'm just hoping participation pick up with family. And I appreciate whoever this is on the other line. We got several people listening, a few people. I appreciate that. I think what happens is folks don't listen when it's live, and then when we go off the air, I guess they come from work or whatever, and they listen, because we've had about 40 people listen to this show. This is only our third show. We had 40 people listen to the last show. And the first show, I forgot to even look at the numbers on that. You know, Blog Talk keep up with all the numbers. So, listen, Rula B, I really want to thank you again for stopping by. Please listen to this show in the future for your own sake, because it'll be something even you can learn. I know you know a lot, a whole lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that some of us youngsters is learning about. But I hope you listen in the future. I really do, because it's going to get better and better and better. A lot of things I'm working on, and then we're gonna get other people to co-host this show or host this show like I'm doing, and they'll bring their own talent in a unique way. So let me give you a little, here's a round of applause for you stopping by. Appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Let you know that.
No problem.
That's a round of applause.
Yeah, I hear. You're doing something I did.
Yes.
We gotta
use your imagination, man. Come on now. You gotta use your imagination. But anyway,
yeah,
I really do thank you for stopping by. And
okay.
So what did you say? Come,
you're
go
welcome.
Ahead.
You're welcome. I realize what you set up. Okay. Yeah, it was nice chatting with you. And I'll be sure to listen to the show. I'm gonna go back and listen to some of the others sometime this week.
Do that. Check out and Bobby Baylor was we had him on last week, and you know, he, if you know anything about Bobby Baylor, he always got something to say. This brother, now, I mean, he always impresses me. He was one of the first person me and my brother heard use really large words, so we used to laugh at him all the time when he was coming up, because he always had these deep, deep conversations. But anyway, man, I'm going to go ahead and let go the line. Again, thank you for stopping by. I'm going to go out with this song that I think I always like to go out with, a song that kind of makes us think. And anyway, check this out. You can just listen to this song I'm going to put you on mute, but you won't be cut off until this song goes off, and then I'm just going to disconnect all lines, and we'll just do this again on next Sunday, okay? But thank you for stopping by. Really, thank you for stopping by, Gulabi. So, everybody, that was the one and only Gulabi. Again, he is Azalee's Booker's husband, Caleb's Booker. That's Caleb's Booker's sister's child. Y'all get that? Okay, Caleb Booker's sister child. All right? And I learned a lot. Hopefully you did too. I learned a lot. And I know some of y'all don't care about some of this. You just, it's not your cup of tea. You could care less. But one of these days, you are going to say, you know, I would like to know who was blah, blah. Okay, that's what we're trying to do tonight, trying to accomplish that. That's all we're trying to do tonight, trying to just bring the family a little closer with just a little bit more knowledge of who we are. We know that as far as the Creator is concerned, He's more concerned with our heart, our spirit, and our loyalty to Him. I understand that. But like I said earlier, there are some things coming up on this United States and this planet where you better be networking with somebody, and who better to do it than with your family. We got like 3 minutes before this whole thing is going to shut off, so I want to play a little bit of this song. And, again, thank y'all for stopping by. Family, y'all have got to support this. And I know some of y'all listen to it, to this show, once we go off the air on the archives, and that's good. Keep that up, okay? But if you can, call in live sometime, too, and let us know what you got going on, your announcements. You know, if you're trying to buy something or sell something, that's the first half of the show. We're supposed to have a lot of calls from the family saying, and I'm selling this, I'm buying that. And then the second half, we spotlight an elder. Tonight, again, was Gula B. Jones. So we thank him. And check this out, all right?